Lift your hands. At the count of seven, receive. Help from above. Help to deal with marital issues, family issues, career issues, health issues, healing issues. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Testimonies of you, of people who have experienced help from above. Give the Lord a clap of hands, a shout of praise, a clap of hands. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto the Lord,
with the voice of triumph.
Give him the praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Blessing Sunday of the month of March. Our month of financial blessing overflow. And I believe that you won't leave this month empty-handed. Speaking on the God of the overflow. Our objective is to understand the overflow dimension of God and also to understand secrets of the overflow. We'll understand the overflow dimensions of God and secrets of the overflow. Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. That is called the overflow. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Somebody say, amen. Two things we want to say by way of introduction. Number one, we serve the God of overwhelming, overflowing abundance. The God of overwhelming, overflowing abundance. He is the one who said in Psalm 50 verse 10 that the cattle on 1,000 hills, for every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. Verse 11. I know all the fowls of the mountains and the wild beasts of the field are mine. That is the God of overwhelming, overflowing abundance. In Psalm 24 and in verse 1, he said, the earth is the Lord's. We are talking about the God who is the owner of the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. Haggai chapter 2 and in verse 5, we are talking about the God who is the owner of the silver and the gold. Chapter 2 and in verse 8. The silver is mine. The gold is mine, saith the Lord. And the glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Your own portion of silver, your own portion of the gold, this month it shall rush into your direction. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. Number two, we serve the God of excess without stress. I'm using directly the words of God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo. Excess without stress. In Ephesians chapter 3 and in verse 19 and in verse 20, he said, verse 20 now, now to him that is able to do exceeding, excess, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. God does exceeding abundantly above. God does not do just what is enough. He always does more than enough. Everything about creation is excess. Look at the water bodies of the earth. Look at the great oceans, the Pacific, the Atlantic. Look at them. The whole world is more like water that has pieces of land inside. If you ever fly in the air, maybe transatlantic or intercontinental, you will just see the earth, the nations, the continents, like little land masses inside massive ocean bodies. It could have just poured a little water here and there, but it doesn't know how to do ordinary things. It does it excessive. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Look at the mountains everywhere. He could have just put some little pieces of elevations here and there, but he made the Mount Everest, the Mount Kilimanjaro, all the mountains of the earth. Look at the deserts. Do you know that there are over 9,000 to 10,000 species of animals? Species. Not just animals, species of birds. Only birds. That is 9,000 to 10,000 groupings of birds. Each group has its own subtypes. So if you come to the eagle, for example, you are having different, over 60 species of eagles. Or 60 subtypes of eagles. That is out of that 1,000. Under it, you have other types. If you come to the cat family, you are then dealing with the domestic cat. You are dealing with the tigers. You are dealing with the leopards. You are dealing with the lion itself, and you have different types under the species. By the time you multiply the different subtypes, you are having millions of different animal types. What an abundant God we serve. And many of us are limiting this God with our micro mentality. We are limiting this God in our life with our plastic mentality. And he's telling somebody, you need an elastic mentality. You need to enlarge your mind. You need to see beyond your nose and see beyond your environment. We serve a mega, 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 lustrous God. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? And that God is about to do something massive in your life, massive in your family in this season. Shout the loudest, amen. I want someone to be provoked here today. Do you know the size of space? Do you know the size of space? The planetary bodies. Now, if you come to stars, let me just tell you about stars. There are stars that vary in size. Stars vary in size. There are stars, the neutron star is between 20 to 40 kilometers in diameter. What you see is small there. The one they call the small dwarf, the star that is called the small dwarf, is about the size of the earth. Hello? The stars, you are seeing mini, 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 mini there. It's about the size of the earth. There is the group of stars, the largest supergiants. That one is 1,500 times the size of the sun. Do you know the total number of stars? Average 200 billion trillion.
That is what I'm telling you, that is like the size of the earth. And like the 1,500 times the size of the sun. There are 200 billion trillion of it. In case you don't know, how is 200 billion trillion? It is called 200 sextillion. That is, write 200 and put 21 zeros behind. Can you imagine that? 200 with 21 zeros at his back. 200, comma, 000, 000, 000, 000, 000, 000, 000, 000, 000, 000, 000 in 21 places. That is the number of this, of one segment of the universe. That is the God that you, that we're talking about. If that is the God you serve, who has the capacity to bring all this out of himself, then what is his size? Are you just sitting and looking like that? Are you just sitting and looking like that? Hey! Hey! Somebody give this God a clap. Give this God a shout. Give this God a leap of joy. If I were you, I will make up my mind that I refuse to think little another day of my life. I refuse to think small. I refuse to think small. I refuse to think small. I refuse to live small. I refuse to think little another day of my life. Give the Lord a bigger clap. Give the Lord a bigger shout of praise. Before you speak down, before you sit down, because as I was getting this information, it was shaking my head. Shaking my head. I don't know about you, but I cannot be small. My generation cannot be small. I am moving into overflow dimensions. Everything about my life, about my family, about my destiny must be large, must be mega, must be massive. Help me walk to seven people. Tell them I refuse to be small. I refuse to be small. Hey, 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 hey. Managaga, ya, 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 ya. I refuse to be small. I refuse to be small. I refuse. Ay, 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 ay. Lately, are you there? Kaduna, Lagos, Port Harcourt. We refuse to be small. We were created in the image, in the likeness of the big, 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 mega, 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 massive, massive, massive God.
Listen, many times when we say, I will soon follow you to dictate your aircraft. Some people will just be looking at other people and say, I'm not the one they are talking about. It's like, I'm looking for where to sleep. You are talking of aircraft. You don't know who you are.
You don't know who you are. You don't know who made you. That is why you are thinking. You don't know what your potential. You don't know your possibilities. You don't know your capability. That is why you are talking like that.
Very soon we shall be dedicating somebody's refinery,
dedicated somebody's 5,000 unit housing estate, and somebody's talking about
another one. When God made man, he gave him dominion over the birds of the air, over the fishes of the sea. Let me tell you the size of one of those fishes. The one called blue whale. It has its veins are big enough for you to swim inside. the vein, the blood vessel, you can swim inside it. The blue whale. He has the heart that is the size of a car. No wonder he swallowed Jonah. The tail is the size of an aircraft. His tail. And it is inside the ocean. That is inside the earth. That is under your feet. Look at your neighbor. Say something is changing right now. Say my mind is changing right now. Everything is changing in my mind right now. Say I refuse to be little. I refuse to be small. I refuse to be little. Everything around me must expand, must enlarge, must increase. Shout of God is this? Doesn't know how to do small things. Doesn't know how to do small things. Doesn't know how to do small things. Now, before I go on, let this be a very brutal prophetic service. You are going to lay hands on your mind and correct it. Every limitation on my mentality, every limitation in my thinking, every limitation in the way I see things, today I command you to be correct. I command my mind to think correct. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth. Mashate gadiga lida yada galayada. Yata layada gadayada hasata lalada. Le perete sina gayadora tasora. Ele perenea gadayalala. Le perete sino gadili preda gagalala. Le perete sena galayalala. Le parada gagayalala. Le perene gadiga yadada. Le perene gene gayatadas. Le pereti casina galayotas. Le perete. Open your mouth and pray. I command my mind to be correct. Le tosida galayada. Le perete sina galayada. Ratasa galayada. Pray.
I command my mind to be correct. I command my mind to be to expand. I command my mind to enlarge. In Jesus' name. It is done. It is done. It is done. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise.
Take your seat. I am pitying those who are just walking into church and those who perennially come late to church. Because what you just heard now just revolutionized your mind. That is the God you are serving. He doesn't know how to do little things. Some of you have messengers in your house, right? You have a cook, you have a driver, you have gardener, those of us who are wealthy, and you have messengers in your house. Do you know the number of messengers that surround God per time? Would you like to know? Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, that is, they are there to serve, and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000. That is 1 billion already. And thousands times thousands. That's 1 million. When you multiply that, you have 1 quintillion angels. That is one with 18 zeros. That is, they are around in case they say, I want to go and deal with a demon somewhere. Yes, I'm here. I'm trying to bury some witches in Ikotekwene. Around God, around the throne, the angels that are there per time, one with 18 zeros. That's available. We are here. We are just around in case you need anything. Why are you beating your chest that you have 5 servants? They call you a big man because you have 20 servants. You can have a workforce of 1 million people working in your organization and you haven't started yet. And God has the wisdom to coordinate that number. So you can have the wisdom to coordinate a workforce of 1 million people. Because God made you in His image. Is God speaking to somebody here? Lift your hands and say, my mind is changing. My mind is changing. I serve the God of the overflow. Everything about my life must overflow. I serve the God of the overflow. Everything about my life must overflow. If you believe, shout the loudest, amen. And listen to me. It is too late for the devil to hold down what is yours. What belongs to the church in this end time? What belongs to this church in this end time? What belongs to your life and your destiny? It is too late for the devil. I announce by the mandate of God upon my life, apostolic prophetic mandate, the systems are coming under pressure. They shall lose their peace and sleep and rest until everything that is yours enters your hands, until everything that belongs to us in this end time for the massive harvest of souls, for the agenda of God in our generation, until they enter our hands, in the name until they enter our hands, in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. Let us look at overflow in Scripture. Give the Lord the praise, take your seat. Look at overflow in Scripture. Examples of overflow. How the God of the overflow manifested Himself. Number one is overflow. during the construction of this tabernacle in the wilderness. During that construction, the God of the overflow showed up. In Exodus chapter 36 and in verse 5 to verse 7. And they spake unto the people. Exodus 36 verse 5 to verse 7. And they spake unto the people. And spake unto Moses saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded to make. People are bringing more than what was needed. And Moses gave commandment and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing. Go on. For the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to meet it, and too much. Too much, too much. It's called excess without stress. You are looking for 1 billion and there was 10 billion in your possession, in your account, in your resources. You are looking for a house and you got 10 houses, 100 houses. The stuff was too much. They were looking for one thing and they got it in excess abundance. That shall be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, overflow by the covenant. God gave the children of Israel a covenant promise in Leviticus chapter 26 verse 10. Leviticus chapter 26 verse 10. He said, all right, for a better understanding, let's start from verse 8. He said, and 5 of you shall seize 100. 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. For I will have respect unto you and make you fruitful and multiply you and establish my covenant with you. When that happens, you shall eat old store and bring forth the old in order to make room for the new. You shall bring forth the old because new just arrived. We are talking about a situation where your store in the kitchen is not enough to handle your supplies. Give me as many translations of verse 10 as you can. Start with the Living Bible. Okay. Good News Translation. Your harvest will be so plentiful that they will last for a year. And even then, you will have to throw away what is left of the old harvest to make room for the new. Since your mother born you, have you heard of such a thing? You will have to throw away. You will have to throw away what is left of the old supply. One day I released about 200 to 300 suits at once. Like this. At once. Just released and distributed them as man tools. And she too, because we wear the same thing, so she has to give out to. Now, it's not because you had enough money to buy. They are flowing like water. There is no place to keep many of them anymore. Not that you went to buy them. Supply, there are some that are not my size that was brought. One suit that they brought one day was as large as a large hanger. Extra, 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 extra large. And shoes. So thank God, God brought an American that was equal to the suit. Both in height, in weight, and in capacity. When the man wore the suit, he said, as if they measured me. God, not that you bought. As I'm talking now, fresh shoes are coming and all those kinds of things are coming. There are some you have not worn for the first time in 5 years. Oluwa.
Not that you are looking for these things. Not that you are pressing for them. Not that you are struggling for them. You are pursuing God, and the things are pursuing you. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? He said you will have to clear out the old store. Clear out the old store in order to make room for the new. Somebody will need to begin to open multiple accounts because of what God is about to send your way. You are going to say, this amount of money is too much for one bank. Let me move to another bank. This one is too much for one bank. In case anything happens to the bank, it will not happen. But let me move to... Am I communicating? Show me another translation. That's the God we serve. You will have such a surplus of crops that you won't know what to do with them when new harvest is ready. You won't know what to do with them. You won't know what to do with them. That is, something is coming your way that by the time God is through with you, you are almost confused with supplies. Abundance came and almost it came almost with confusion because you don't know how to direct them. Now look at the next translation. You will still be eating last year's harvest when you will have to move it out to make room for the new. This is revolutionary. Message amplified. You'll still be eating from last year's harvest when you have to clean out the barns to make room for the new crops. And old stores long kept will be your food. And you will take out the old because the new has come. Under the next 7 days, this experience shall begin to happen for somebody. This experience shall begin to happen for somebody. This experience shall begin to happen for somebody. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. You just showed me one now. Yes. You will eat the old supply of abundant produce and clear out the old room for the new. Look at your neighbor, say get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Something is coming rushingly. Something is coming unusually. Something is coming abundantly. Something is coming abnormally. You will stand on your feet and give the Lord a clap, a shout, a leap of joy. Hey! Hey! Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Move to point number three. You know point number three? The shout overflow again. Again. Louder. And louder. Number three is the overflow goal. That looked for Solomon. No, there are people who look for things. And there are people in this covenant things look for. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 14 to 21. He said, now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 600 threescore and 6 talents of gold. Beside that, he heard of the merchant men and of the traffic of the spice merchants and of all the kings of Arabia and of the governors of the country. And King Solomon, look at this. He made 200 targets of beaten gold. Can you give me the Living Bible or Good News of that verse 16? 200 targets of beaten gold. Solomon made 200 lash shields. This is not fair now. That is what police people used to wear as bulletproof jacket. Gold was too much, use it. He used gold to protect people fighting. Instead of looking for normal metal, the shield that they lift up like this for arrows and missiles to hit, it was gold. Habamana. Solomon has some of the gold beaten into 200 pieces of armor. Gold worth $6,000 went into each piece. And 300 sheets, 1,000, and this is those ancient rates, 1,800 worth of gold in each, and he kept them in his palace in the hall of the forest of Lebanon. That is, people are looking for tiny, tiny, mini, 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 mini gold. Earring, this is my gold earring. This is my gold gold necklace for dengarization, for yangarism. And Solomon says, soldier, take gold. Take gold. Hold this shield of gold. Talk, Deo. Akwe Magana. Am I communicating at all? That is what people are killing themselves to get. Somebody gave it to soldier free of charge as armor. Not for guy. Take your seat. Go further. You will see the things that Solomon used gold to do. And he made 300 sheets of beaten gold. Go to verse 4. And he made 300 sheets of beaten gold. So move to the next verse now. Sit down. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory and overlaid it with the best of gold. Throne overlaid. The throne has 6 steps. And the top of the throne was round behind. And there were stairs on either side on the place of the seat. And 2 lions stood beside the stage. And 12 lions stood there on one side and on the other upon the 6 steps. There was not the like made in any of the kingdoms. And all of King Solomon's drinking cup, gold. All the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were pure gold. None of it was silver. Silver was nothing to be accounted of in the days of Solomon. Silver was not valuable enough to be used. Look at the next, the same verse, another translation. Look at that. So you can see how revolutionary it was. All of King Solomon's cups were of solid gold. And in the hall of the forest of Lebanon, his entire dining service was made of solid gold. Silver wasn't used because it wasn't considered to be of much value. Ele. That is screaming in vernacular. Ele. Oluwa. In church, you come today. It wasn't considered. So I want you to calm down. You have seen nothing yet. Calm down. We have seen nothing yet. We have seen unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or imagine. He's about to do something. And that thing is about to change the world. Because we are going to use the means of God to reach our generation and depopulate hell and populate heaven. And show the devil that heaven and earth is the Lord. That our Father is the owner of the universe. Somebody shout the loudest. Amen. Let's finish reading that. Allah, Allah, Allah. Finish that. King Solomon's. Alright, move back to the King James Version now. Nothing was made of silver. Silver was. Okay, so bring back the Message Bible. There's something I just saw now. King Solomon's chalices and tankards were made up of gold. And all the dinnerware and serving utensils in the house of the forest of Lebanon was of pure gold. Nothing was made of silver. Silver was considered common and cheap. Solomon didn't want to do anything that was cheap or common. All right, move on now to the next verse in the King James Version. For the king had at the sea a navy of Tarshish with the navy of Hiram. Once in 3 years came the navy of the Tarshish, bringing gold and silver and ivory and apes and peacocks. So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. There is somebody here today. God is going to use you to surpass everyone in your field, everyone in your realm, every contemporary in your field. God is about to take you above their realm. You believe it? Shout the loudest, amen. I am almost out of time. But I'm not out of thought at all. Wow. All right, move to number 4 is the overflow for the widow of Zarephath. I call it the unfinishable meal of the widow of Zarephath. 1 Kings 17, 13 to 16. And he said, and Elijah said unto her, make for me first. Fear not, go thou. Go do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after that make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord, God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Food that couldn't run out is called the overflow in the days of the prophet Elijah. Number 5, the overflow oil for the prophet's widow. The prophet's widow. God did the miracle of the overflow in 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 1 to 7. 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 1 to 7. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my 2 sons to be born men. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thy handmaid had not a thing in the house except a pot of oil. Then he said, go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art coming, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. The problem was not with the oil. The problem was with the vessel. For as long as vessels are available, the oil will continue to flow. It is never an issue with God to make supplies available. It is always an issue with man, whether he has the capacity to receive. It is never an issue with God to make supplies available. It's never an issue with God to release supplies. It is only an issue with man, whether man has the capacity to receive what God is releasing. Overflow. Number 6, overflow of food at the gate of Samaria. At the gate of Samaria. At the gate of Samaria. You know the story when in 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 25, there was such a famine in the land until the head of a donkey was being sold for food. And the fourth part, yes, I'm reading that, the fourth part of a cab of dove's dung, the excrement, the excreta, what they call the poo-poo of a dove was being sold for food. Until the prophet arrived in 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 1. And he said, thus saith the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Tomorrow, about this time, a measure of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. That is, food shall be so plenty, you won't believe. It's almost given free of charge. And if you read all the way from verse 1 to verse 10, you know this, you read the story, we don't have the time now. And it happened as God said. There was a mysterious arrangement that made food to be available. Number 7 is very interesting. It's called overflow on the battlefield. Overflow. The miracle of supernatural financial overflow even
in the battlefield, on the battlefield. Second Chronicles chapter 20 verse 25 to 26, he said, and when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. People went to fight and returned with supply. Look at verse 26. Very interesting. And on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Beraka. For there they blessed the name of the Lord. Therefore, the name of the same place was called the Valley of Beraka unto this day. Oh, it was a battlefield that turned into a harvest field. The word Beraka means blessing. See, we came into this valley of battle that has turned into the valley of the blessing. And this is prophetic for somebody. God is saying to you, in the place of your battle, you shall come out with the blessing. A blessing is coming out of your battleground. When the devil, where the devil wanted to bury you, in that place God will raise you up and commit into your hands supplies that will amaze the devil and amaze your enemies. Shout the loudest amen. Say after me, say, my battlefield is becoming my harvest field. Look at someone by yourself. Tell them your battlefield. Tell them your valley of battle has become your valley of the blessing. Ay, 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 ay. Number 8 is overflow from the shepherd. We read it already. Psalm 23, verse 1, all the way to the end. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Verse 5, there about 4, 5. Do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? I will fear no evil. And then verse 5, he said, you prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Blessings in the front of the enemy. There are things that God will not do. Many of us have prayed and wished that some enemy should die. But God said they shouldn't die because he wants them to witness some things before they die. Am I communicating? He wants them to witness what they say you cannot become. What they have worked against your life. What they have tried to hinder. How they have tried to undermine the purpose of God in your life, in my life, in our life. So they can be alive and watch it and be tormented by the results God is going to give you. And when God is through with you, then he delivers them from the face of the earth if they don't repent. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. There are enemies that will die in a hurry. And there are those that will wait a little bit so that they can see that you got married. So that they can see that you got your children. So that they can see that you became what God wanted you to become. So that they can see that you manifested that mantle, that unction that they said you will never be able to manifest. So that they... Ay, 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 ay! Hey! I announce to somebody here today, what the devil say you cannot become, you have already become it. You shall become it. You are becoming it in the name of Jesus. And it will not happen in their absence. It will happen in their presence. It will happen in their presence. Say the loudest amen. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. Number 9, overflow at the lake of Gennesaret. That was a miracle. Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 10. What we call the net breaking, ship sinking breakthrough. I've toiled all night, I caught nothing. Nevertheless, as I was, I will let down the net. And he caught so much fishes, the net break. And two ships were filled with the fishes, and it was an overflow. The net breaking, ship sinking. Because when you are down to nothing, that is when God is up to something. When you are at the end of yourself, that is when you are at the beginning with God. And I don't know who is here today. You are at the end of yourself, and you have almost written yourself up. God is picking you up and changing your story and turning your life and your destiny around. Shout the loudest, amen.
Somebody shout power. Shout glory. Number 10 is overflow at the wedding in Cana of Galilee. You know the story, John chapter 2, verse 1 to 11. I may not be able to go through all the story now because of our time, but the first wine finished. And when Jesus turned water into wine, it was an unfinishable wine. That there was no record that the wine finished. That was overflow at the wedding in Cana of Galilee. That shall be somebody's experience here. And that shall be somebody's expectation. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Number 11, overflow. In the feeding of the multitudes in the wilderness. There was overflow in the feeding of the multitudes in the wilderness. In John chapter 6 and in verse 9. John chapter 6 and in verse 9. There is a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the 5 loaves, took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as the wool. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. How do you start with 5 loaves and 2 fishes and end with 12 baskets? How is it that Jesus ended? If he had the 12 baskets before, he wouldn't have needed the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. But he took 5 loaves and 2 fishes. By the time he was through, it was 12 baskets that was left after people had been fed. He ended beyond where he started. That's what the Bible means when it says, though thy beginning was small, thy later end should greatly increase. God is about to take somebody by surprise. What is in your hands now that is not enough for you? By the time you put that in the hands of God, and God has shown you what to do, you will be shocked at what will come out of your life. Say the loudest, amen. Number 12. To me, the funniest and the most exciting. Overflow resources with the master, Jesus, despite Judas. Somebody will understand what I mean by despite Judas. Who was Judas? Judas. Judas is callous. In John chapter 12, verse 4 to verse 6. You know the woman, Mary, poured a big bottle of precious oil, broke it on the feet of the master. And Judas is callous. Let's read it. One of the disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, said, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief. So thiefish that the Bible, everybody, it was well known. The person writing this was another disciple. Because he was a thief, all of us know he was a thief. Our concern is why Jesus left the thief to still be holding the money. And he had the bag. And there, he helped himself out of what was inside the bag anytime. Please buy me a Canadian. Not for the master. Now, can you read for me another translation? John chapter 2. He said it's not because he cared about the poor. But because he was a thief, he carried the money back and will help himself from it.
Can you give me another translation? Thief.
He said this not because he cared 2 cents or a dime about the poor, but because he was a thief. He was in charge of their common funds, but also embezzled them.
He embezzled the money. Can somebody tell me what Judas did with the money? At the end of the day, they used it to buy burial ground. That was his highest possession on earth, graveyard. But you know what Jesus did? Take thief, steal it, and let me see how you can finish it. Let me test your thiefhood. Let me test your stealing capacity. If you like, if they bring 100 million today, spend all of it today. You won't finish it before another 200 million arrives. Okay. Finish it, let me see. They say in our place that if you give which child, your child to hold. What? Then if the child has fever, you know who caused it. Now you, Judas, carry the money and finish it. Let's see. Jehovah is bringing us to a point where no witch, no devil, it doesn't matter the name of the devils of your village, they can't finish what God will do with you. And you know the thief is Satan the devil. John chapter 10 verse 10.
The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you will have life and have it more abundantly. Hey Satan, I am giving my children resources. And I want you to try and see whether you can steal it from their hands. Whether you can finish it. And Satan cannot and could not finish it. I don't know who I'm prophesying to today.
Because we're always saying that the devil is after me. My breakthrough came, the devil finished it. My resources came, the devil finished it. God is blessing me and the devil just tried to finish it. They just organized conspiracy against me. Before I know it, my money went down. Everything finished now. God, Jesus Christ gave us an example where the thief was not around. He said, thief, hold money. Hold the money. Your own, the devil is not holding the money. He's only attacking the money. In this one, I said, thief, take the money, keep. I know you are a thief. Every time you stole it, I knew. You know, Jesus was permanently in revelation. He knowing their thoughts. He knowing their thoughts. Perceiving their thoughts. He always knew what anybody is doing. Nathaniel, when you sat under the fig tree, I saw you. He knew everything. Woman with the issue of blood, you have married 6 times. Even the person you are marrying is not your husband. Shebi, I know lie. So every time 5 naira miss, he may even look at Judas like, you have manifested again. All right. Keep on stealing. Let me see how you finish it. I want somebody to take this as a revelation. That no devil will ever finish your God-given resources another time. That no power from hell will ever crush you down. Will you stand upon your feet and say after me, say in the name of Jesus. No devil, no power from hell will ever finish my God-given resources another time. Shall say no power from hell will ever be able to finish my God-given resources another time in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. No devil shall ever finish my God-given resources another time. No devil, no witch, no wizard, no power from hell shall ever be able to finish my God-given resources another time in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Look at your neighbor. Say, God is about to cause you to enter into the realm of fortune, into the realm of resources that no devil can ever finish. Say, God is about to cause you to step in to the realm of resources, into the realm of fortune that no devil shall be able to finish. Shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Anybody blessed today so far, say loud amen. What is the secret of the overflow? What are the secrets of the overflow? Number one, connection. Okay, let's do it like this. Number one, the vision and revelation of the overflow. Coming to the point where you can see it, you can perceive it, that there is more to life than what you have seen so far. In Genesis chapter 13, verse 14 to 15, Genesis 13, and in verse 14 to 15, and the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, all, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. What man sees determines what God gives. Can you see it? Can your mind comprehend? The Bible said the secret things belong to God, but the things that are revealed belong to us. The limit of revelation is the limit of possession. That is why I brought scriptures and I brought diverse illustrations to expand your mind, to let you know that God has far beyond what your mind is thinking. Mental limitation must give way if you must experience resources explosion. That was number one. The vision and the revelation of the overflow. That God has far more. I painted pictures of the stars and pictures of the blue whale and pictures from scripture. Let that overwhelm your mind. Number two, connection to divine instruction. God is the one who knows where your overflow is. So he is the one who can tell you where to pour your energy, your time, and your resources to experience the overflow. Job chapter 22, verse 21, all the way to verse 25. He says, acquaint now thyself with him, with God, and be at peace. In so doing, good will come unto you. Receive, I beg you, the law from his mouth. Receive. God is saying something, receive it. And lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you shall be built up. You shall put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, that is overflow, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. The Almighty shall be thy defense. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense. And thou shalt have plenty of silver. You shall have plenty of silver. You shall have plenty of silver. You shall have plenty if you will lay his words in your heart. What caused the overflow at the wedding in Cana of Galilee? Pour water into these pots, and you are going to, and it's going to turn into wine. What led to the overflow at the gate of Gennesaret, at the lake of Gennesaret? Lay your nets into the drought for a dip, into the deep for a drought, and there was abundant catch of fishes. What caused the overflow for Isaac in the land of the Philistines? Go not down to Egypt, remain here, and in this land I'm going to bless you. What caused the overflow for Abraham? Get out of your father's house to a land I will show you. There is something God is saying. He wants you to hear it. There is a business he wants to show you. There is a business idea he wants to reveal to you. There is a dimension he wants you to flow in. Many of us, we are looking for money in the wrong places. We are looking for things that God has not given us. God has given you something. All you need is for God to show you what he has given you. That realm, that dimension, it will come as you study the word. It will come as a revelation in the dream of the night. It will come as an inspiration. It will come as a revelation of your potential. But there is something God is saying. People are trying to do what they think gave other people success. And they become very, very frustrated. This is what that man did, or this is what they are doing. And they are millionaires or billionaires. Let me try it. No, don't live your life by trial and error. Live your life by direct instruction and leading from God. Don't live your life by what you think is making others successful. Live your life by what God is saying to you. Let God speak to you. And as I preach right now, I prophesy, divine direction is coming for somebody. Divine instruction is coming for somebody. God is going to show you what you should do that will change your life, that will change your story, that will give you a testimony. Is there somebody here God is speaking to? If you are that person, shout the loudest, amen. Connection to divine instruction. God is saying something to you. There are some young people here, before you are 30 years, you're already in your millions and billions. Am I communicating? There are some young ladies here. People are looking down at you right now, but in a short time to come, God will explode your resources even before some of you get established. Am I maritally? Just explosion of resources in the name of Jesus. And there are some people here, people think you are through with your active years, you are in retirement, but Abraham became something after the age of 75. After the age of 75. After the age of 75. That was when he began. He began to touch his resources. And I'm talking to so many people here because there are those who have... Government may retire you, but don't retire your life. You know, there is a statistic that shows that some people, especially civil service, by the time they come out of work, under 1-2 years, they age almost 10 times faster than how it was. And then they just abandon themselves. No. Don't retire, refire. At the age of 80, that was when Moses started for the first time. He was 80 at the burning bush. 80 at the burning bush. How old are you? We're at the special Holy Ghost service the other night with God's servant Bishop Papu Yedeko and Daddy Adeboye. And there was a little session to appreciate his life. And God's servant Bishop Yedeko said to him, "You are 80 years now, but you should understand that that was the starting point for Moses. So we are in agreement with you that you are about to start now." You are about to start now. Baba laughed. He just laughed. Am I communicating at all? So I've addressed several categories. Young people, before 30, ladies, who they think, oh no, there must be a man before you can make anything. married people, retired people, whatever category you have found yourself, I am here to announce to you your possibilities, no devil shall arrest it. Somebody say the loudest, amen. Say amen at the top of your voice.
And for many of us, let me talk to some retirees here. When you were in active service, you had no time for yourself. Now you have 24 hours to yourself to do squarely what you would have loved to be doing all these years. To deploy the whole of your energy. If you fail, you won't hold the devil responsible. You won't hold government responsible. You won't hold anybody responsible but yourself. Because you have your time now. You have all your, you have your 24 hours to plan. There were things you wanted to do, but commitment to official work couldn't allow you. Now you are on your own. You hit the road running.
You hit the road running. And I announce to somebody, everything that is a limitation in your life, a limitation in your destiny, the limitation is collapsed now.
And don't let pension deceive you. Let it be pocket money. Let pension be changed. Let pension, your pension be equal to your 1 minute allowance. Your income of 1 minute should be about that pension. My aim this morning is to provoke your mind. Is to shock your mind. I want to release on you something that is heavier than kai kai in the realm of the spirit.
Hey! Hey! Lift your hands and your voice and say, in the name of Jesus, my life is changing. Everything about me is changing. And no devil can stop me. Shout the loudest. Amen.
Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. Number three is absolute, unquestionable obedience. You see, you have seen by vision and revelation where God wants you to be. You have received instruction from God, this is what to do, and this is how to do it. The next thing is to go ahead and do it. Absolute, unquestionable obedience. What is obedience? Obedience is compliance with an order, request, or law. You are complying with the order of God, complying with the request of God to you, or the decree that God has given to you. What is obedience? Compliance with an order, request, or law. What is obedience? Obedience, secondly, is submission to another's authority. Submission to another's authority. Submission to the authority of another person is called obedience. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 to 2, he said, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set to you on high, above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be. He continues in verse 3. In the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Somebody say aloud, amen.
I want to review what I taught in the midweek service. So, ICT, you can go back to dimensions of obedience and how do we obey.
You can quickly do that. Dimensions of obedience, the various types, obedience in lifestyle, obedience, and just place that on the screen so that those who are not here in the midweek service can be there. So, obedience in what? Number one is obedience in lifestyle and character.
If you want the blessing of God in your life, your lifestyle, your character must be in order. Second, is obedience in kingdom service. Already we, in the first one, you can put Job there. Chapter 22, verse 21 to 25. 22, 21 to 25. In lifestyle and in character. And then, obedience in kingdom service. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. Don't sit in church and do nothing. Don't watch things happen and you are not involved in the happenings. Third is obedience in soul winning assignment. God is about to raise billionaire evangelists. Billionaire in all currencies. And if there is anyone among them here, say the loudest amen. He said, when you went forth without purse, without script and shoes, did you lack anything? Nothing. 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 Many times my wife is traveling or somebody is traveling. And this is as far back as 21 years ago. Pastor, sir, what can I buy for you? See, I'm not aware of anything I want you to buy for me. I'm not aware. There may be, but I'm not aware right now. My wife said, okay, I will use my initiative to buy anything I think you will need. You come to the point where you are so busy and passionate for God that either you forgot that you have needs or the needs don't exist. Either you forgot that you have needs or the needs don't exist. There are people who have asked me for account number I refuse to send because I say I don't know them. I don't know you. Supposing you are a thief and they trace your money to my account. I don't know you. And there are those who I would have been flaunting my account number on the screen in like some may do. Send your money to those accounts. No way. There are people who have been under pressure in the last, Pastor, please, I need your account. I said, I'm coming. Let me feel led. But you are on assignment for God, and God is on assignment for you. So we have a schedule right now. And I'll talk about that shortly. Because all the things I have preached before, they amounted to nothing if you are not on assignment for God. So we need an assignment. And number four is the covenant practice of sowing and reaping. If you are not a tither, you are not a giver, you will never be able to access the abundance of God. Never. You are not a tither, you are not a giver. Everything we are seeing now is just flying across your head. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, all the way to verse 9, he said, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. God is able to make all grace, financial grace, apostolic grace, prophetic grace, abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Abundance answers to obedience. Abundance answers to obedience. Abundance answers to obedience. Overwhelming abundance answers to overwhelming obedience. If you have been defaulting in fighting, in giving, and we shall look at several of these in the course of the month, adjust yourself and let no devil cheat you. There are people in time to come, you'll be able to build up to 10 churches in 1 month. Somebody say loud amen.
as part of your covenant practice. That is apart from tithe, apart from offerings. You have given tithe, you have given offerings. This is your kingdom project. There are people here.
We are going to Ghana in 2 weeks' time. We are going to Calabar in another week. And the schedule continues. We are going to Cameroon next month. We are going to the United Kingdom in June. Going to America in July. And several of the crusades everywhere, they are calling everywhere, come to Soweto, come to Namibia, come to, everywhere is calling right now. And there are some of you, you say, can you give me the crusade cost for 1 year? And you know, we do not take offerings in the crusades. Give me the crusade cost for 1 year. That is what God is laying in my heart. And they say, oh, this so and so amount in dollars, all right, it's written out. Am I communicating? Those are the kind of things you should be thinking of to do with the money. What to do. Now, there are some of us here. You say, Lord, I'm trusting you for $1 billion. And if it enters your hand, you don't need to think of how it will go. It's already calculated. How the devil will cry because of the money that entered your hand.
Hey! How the devil will lament.
Because it is in your hand the money entered, not in the hand of a terrorist sponsor.
Not in the hand of a warmonger. Not in the hand of a kidnap kingpin. Not in the hand of a drug baron. But in the hand of a kingdom promoter. A kingdom advancer.
The devil said, why did this man get this money? See how we are crying now in the Middle East. See how they are persecuting us with multiplied churches everywhere. Persecuting us with aggressive crusades. The time will come shortly. We'll have 10 places at once. You know how we are going to do that? To do a broadcast from one place. And then the stadium will be filled in 10 places at the same time. And then we are preaching from here and ministering fire from one spot and healings are taking place. Wheelchairs are emptying everywhere. Blind eyes are seeing everywhere. Cripples are running everywhere. And the testimony is coming from all the places at the same time. That is how it is to be done for this earth to be overwhelmed. And listen to me, for many seated here, again, no devil shall stop what God is sending your way. Take your seat. Listen. A masquerade that will know how to dance, you identify it by its walking steps. Do you understand? The other one is walking like this. Then you know, this is not a dancer. All of you come to the arena. He's walking like this. The other one is walking like this. His walking step is already dancing. He's in a hurry to dance. He's only waiting for the drum beat. The man who can give $10 million out of $100 million, you will know how he gives out of 10 naira today. There are people lying to God and say, if you give me this, I'll give you that. God is saying, I already gave you, I'm already trying you at the level we are in. You say your needs are so much, you can't do anything now. You will never be able to do anything when the money comes. There is a law, they call it Parkinson's law. It's a different kind of Parkinson's from the medicine's Parkinson's. Where they say that the needs will increase proportionate to supply. When somebody's resources increase, what will it eat will multiply? The man will begin to think of, in fact, he has already spent the money before he arrives.
If he cannot do it now,
do some things now. He will never be able to do some things when he thinks that big money comes. Am I communicating? So start from where you are. Somebody say amen.
Start rural. Show God that billionaire will not stop you from roadside evangelism.
By the message of God, God has helped us to preach anywhere, to be in the company of the topmost giants of the gospel in the world, rulers, political people, governmental people, billionaire people. Yet, you will see us on the street evangelizing like yesterday. Do you have a clip of that yesterday evangelism? That is, you left a stadium packed with people and you hit the street to the backside of Gosa Kai Kai. You can get that clip on the Facebook. God wants to you to show him that by the time he makes you, his making of you won't take you to hell. Won't make you too big for church. Won't make you too big to win souls. Somebody say amen. Now, how do you obey God? Quickly, you can place it on the screen. How do you obey God? You obey promptly. Obey promptly. Don't wait. Those who wait for perfect conditions according to, I believe Ecclesiastes 11:4 thereabout, they will never get anything done according to the Living Bible version. If you wait for perfect conditions, that's the Living Bible of that verse, you will never get anything done. Obey promptly, promptly. Start now in the evangelism assignment, in the soul winning assignment, in your covenant practice and obligation. Obey excitedly. Not because it looks like you are being forced to do it. Obey excitedly. Obey God willingly. Number three, obey promptly. Obey excitedly. Obey God willingly. Number four, obey tirelessly.
I've been preaching and preaching, evangelizing and evangelizing, but nothing has changed. Keep on preaching and preaching. Keep on evangelizing and evangelizing. Be not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap. I've been giving and giving, and nothing has changed. Keep on giving.
Obey tirelessly. And number five, obey completely. If you shall hearken diligently to do all, Deuteronomy 28:1-2, not some, all. Obey completely. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all, not some. There are those who do what they call commandment selection. I choose which one to obey and which not to obey. No, all. Obey completely.
Don't just obey in tithing and refuse to obey in evangelism. Don't just obey in evangelism and refuse to obey in kingdom service. Obey, and then you are a tither, but your lifestyle is horrible. In your office, nobody can testify good about you. No. Obey completely.
And you will see results. Beloved, 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. Let me round up so that you don't go home with too much. For the eyes of the Lord. Run to and fro the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. God showed me something from this passage. He said the eyes of the Lord is running. God is under pressure, looking for who he will prove himself in. He's looking for somebody through whose life he will show the world his goodness, his abundance, his massiveness. He said, I am under pressure. Give me the chance to show the world what I can do. Hello? I am under pressure. I am under pressure. I am under pressure.
All that see them will acknowledge them. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 9.
That they are the seed which the Lord has blessed.
I want people to see you and know you that I have helped you.
They are the seed which the Lord has blessed. Let me round off with this. The Bible says, can any man rob God? Malachi chapter 3 verse 8. He said, but you have robbed me. Wherein have you robbed? Have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. I like you to see this. Can any man rob God? I want you to answer that question. Can anybody steal from God and not be killed on the spot? He said, but you have robbed me. So, if no man can rob God, then why did we say we rob him? It is not the cash that you robbed him of. You robbed him of the opportunity to show you what he can do. Stand upon your feet. He said, you can't steal money from me. I can bury you on the spot. Can a man rob God? So it's not money I'm talking about. You can't carry my money. If I left you with it, I only left you to still try you. But you just denied me opportunity. You denied me the opportunity to gratify my benevolence. You robbed me of the chance to show somebody that there is a God who taketh pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. You robbed me of the opportunity to make you massive. You robbed me of the opportunity to make you a sign to your family, a sign to your community. God is asking you today, don't rob me anymore. Give me the chance to show what I can do with the life of a man who is submitted to God. Lift up your hands, everybody. That was my street evangelism last night. Little children were running around me, and it was my pleasure. We were doing a projector outreach, and I was there in person. I was in the there in person. Belong to him, and we are all headed towards the same heaven. That's the crowd. Young men, young women, little children, all there. Somebody say amen. Amen. But you will do well. That amen is too paralyzed. This year cannot pass until God has proved himself in your life. Until God has shown the world that it pays to serve the Lord. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are and go ahead and appreciate God for what you have received. Appreciate God. Honor him, adore him for what you have received. Worship him. Glorify him. Magnify him. Lower. Lift up your hands. Worship him. Honor him. Adore him. Thank him. Glorify him. Magnify him. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We give you the worship. Thank you, Master. And thank you, Master. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your two hands and say after me, say, Father, I ask you. Say it louder. Say, Father, I ask you for the revelation, vision, and revelation of your overflow. Open my eyes, open my ears, open my understanding to see that you are the God of the overflow. Again, open my eyes, open my ears, open my understanding to see that you are the God of the overflow. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and speak to God. Open my eyes, open my ears, open my understanding to see, to know that you are the God of the overflow. Everybody pray. Students, Destiny Christian Academy, go on, everyone, everywhere you are. Mahashatata. Open my eyes, open my ears, open my understanding to know that you are the God of the overflow. In the name of Jesus, open my ears, open my eyes, open my understanding to know that you are the God of the overflow. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Master. I thank you, Adonai. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands and say after me, say, Father,
Father,
I ask
for the grace.
Say it louder. Say, Father,
Father,
I ask
for the grace
for compliance. The grace. All right, no, let's take this to come and say, Father,
Father,
I ask for your instruction.
I ask
for your direction. Father,
show me
where my overflow is.
Show me
where my resource is.
Ah,
show me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Pray, pray, pray. Let us see Gadaya Dana Layada. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Show me the place of my overflow. Show me the place of my overflow. Let us start. Show me. In Jesus' precious name, lift up your voice and say, Father,
Father,
I receive the grace.
I receive the grace.
To obey.
To obey.
I receive the grace.
I receive
to obey.
To obey.
I receive the grace.
I receive the grace.
To carry out
your instructions.
Your command.
I
receive that grace.
I receive it.
Now. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name, lift your hands higher. The Bible says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You are here this morning and you want to say to me, because today is the blessing Sunday, we'll be taking the communion very soon and release the blessing. But you are saying to me, Pastor, I want to make my ways right with God. I want to seek the kingdom of God first, according to the word of God, because I believe everything shall be added unto me. I want forgiveness for my sins. Pray the prayer with me, watching online, watching via the satellite, anywhere you are, and say after me, Lord Jesus, and say it louder, I am a sinner. in need of your help. Come into my life, Lord. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Help me, Lord, to live for you and to do your will. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.